Saudi Arabia and its allies have defended several cases of deadly airstrikes they conducted on civilian areas in Yemen. An investigation by the Saudi-led forces claims armed militiamen were present in markets, clinics, and wedding ceremonies targeted by the air attacks. This comes as rights groups and witnesses say large numbers of Yemeni civilians have been killed in these air raids. Meanwhile, a UN report suggests there are documented cases of violations of international law and human rights principles by Saudi Arabia. The report alleges the Ansar Allah movement also breached international law. More than 9,500 Yemenis have been killed since the Saudi aggression on Yemen began in late March 2015. Yemenis say most of the victims killed in the airstrikes are civilians. Let's speak to Ibrahim Moussaoui. He's a political commentator and he joins us live from Beirut. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Moussaoui. Now, first of all, what do you make of this claim that militiamen were present in markets and clinics as well as wedding ceremonies when Saudi Arabia indiscriminately attacked places in Yemen?
Well, from this point, from Lebanon, I still remember how the Israelis used to claim about the presence of some Hezbollah fighters in certain areas where they have committed atrocities and perpetrated massacres against the civilians. We all remember Qana, we all remember Ansari, we remember a lot of atrocities and massacres that the Israelis have carried out. Now the same thing is taking place in Yemen, and I believe there is this kind, it's an openly coordination between the Israelis and Saudis. Maybe they have given them some lessons in order to make a kind of camouflage, in order to try as much as they can to mislead the people about what's really happening there. When you target markets which is full of civilians, you can never say that this is a military point or this is a military target, though it's the whole aggression is not something that could be put under any legal condition. So I believe the Saudis are following suit the Israelis, all those who commit massacres and perpetrate atrocities against the civilians, but this cannot continue for long. I believe the United Nations, the so-called international community, the Human Rights Watch, all those who are careful about the civilians and about the civil positions should be very much concerned about what's happening, and they should condemn this by any way.
Well, there are some political commentators, Mr. Moussaoui, who say that by admitting that Saudi Arabia did attack markets, clinics, and wedding ceremonies for whatever reason, it is in itself admitting that civilians were killed by the Saudis during their aggression against Yemen.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the kind of thing that the international, so-called international community and the NGOs and the human rights watchdogs, they all should take this into consideration, and they should hold the Saudi authorities responsible for the atrocities. They have no excuse. They have no alibi. This is not enough reason for them to try to say that the military or the militias are there. This is a very blunt and this is a very public admission by the Saudi authorities, and they should be sued for this by the international community, because this cannot be accepted under any alibi, under any pretext.
Now, talks, peace talks, that is, have been going on in Kuwait between the different factions of Yemen, brokered by the UN. Its last day will be on Saturday when, according to the UN envoy, they will discuss the achievements made in these talks. What achievements have been made so far?
Well, to tell you the truth, this is a vicious cycle. I mean, the Saudis, every now and then, they try to press on the military level, on the front, and when they can't do anything, they say that they want to go into the another track, which is the political and the dialogue with the Yemeni side. But at the same time, they try to make use of every point in order to press on the military level. Whenever they come into any kind of disappointment, when they are being frustrated at the front, they come and carry the atrocities. We all know very well that they have put certain conditions that make the whole dialogue devoid of its content. And when the Yemenis have taken this very important and very, very important position by initiating or by establishing the highest political committee to steer the country, the Saudis said that this is a kind of sabotage for all of the efforts. But at the same time, they continue to carry the aggression and the massacres against the Yemeni people. I believe it's a matter of time. They are trying to pin hope on time, but it's not going to lead anywhere.
Well, Mr. Mousavi, speaking of time, let's not forget that Saudi Arabia is going through one of its biggest budget deficits in recent memory, specifically because of this war as well as the dropping oil prices. Now, we did hear the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia tell Saudis that what the Saudi soldiers are doing on the fronts against Yemenis is a religious duty and they should be supported monetarily. Now, that, of course, shows us that there is questions, at least, about this war against Yemen within Saudi circles, and that Saudi Arabia is running out of money to support its aggression.
Absolutely, you're totally true. We know very well that the Saudis, they have so many reasons in order to attack and make aggression against Yemen. One of them, that they want to continue to play the role of the big brother. They want to confiscate the fortunes of the Yemeni people. Moreover, it's more importantly to know that it's a part of the food of the internal strife between the different factions in Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Nayef and Mohammed bin Salman. We know very well that they are trying to better their points in the race to be the king in Saudi Arabia. But at the same time, we know very well that they are suffering on the monetary level. They have this huge deficit in their budget. They have these defeats on the front level, on the military level, but still they continue, because now I'm afraid that it is being driven by greed in order to capture the authority, to be the king, and it's driven by revenge as well.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's political commentator Ibrahim Mousavi joining us live from Beirut. Mr. Mousavi, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.